Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here. We're transmitting over the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet, satellite, and, of course, over prisonplanet.tv. Now, for the next 2 hours, we're getting connected up with him in Europe, Michael Tsarian. Very interesting guest. We never had him on before, but I'm familiar with his work. And I'll say this. I'm going as far with him as I can. You know, he's a character a lot like, you know, David Icke in that he's alternative in his, you know, views from kind of the mainstream of alternative media and research. But I think it's important work he's done and interesting and thought-provoking. I know this, what he's discovered about the elite, what the elite believe about themselves, what their mindset is very, very accurate for my own research of what they believe about themselves. Now, is it real? Or ghosts and goblins and all this real? The point is, the elite believe that they are channeling entities. They are into the occult. They do engage in Satanism and occultism. There are secret societies running our world. There is a new world order. And so as soon as we get him on the line, we'll bring him up after the break. Some of the other news that we've been covering today for those that just joined us is the fact that the U.S. private central bank, the Federal Reserve, has pledged unlimited dollars. Now, for a new dollar to be created, a debt is created, a dollar of debt that taxpayers have to pay back. So foreign banks, foreign corporations, foreign insurance companies are being flooded. We keep talking about hyperinflation. This is mega hyperinflation. This is intensified hyperinflation. This is, you know, every day, it's not trillions, it's the hundreds of trillions they're talking about globally flooding the planet with U.S. dollars and U.S.-backed government securities. And ladies and gentlemen, to pay those securities when they come due, the tax man comes a knocking at your door. So not only have these foreign international banks set up a system where they AAA-rated junk or credit card debt, housing debt, and then sold it, the debt into the market as a premium investment, most of it international, the media is blaming it on the American people. We're certainly suckers, but a small part of it. And then now we're going to have to pay back all of this through income tax, and they're going to double tax us with hyperinflation, devaluing the currency. And I know I keep talking about that because this is the end of the economy as we know it. This will be just so devastating, it is hard to even imagine. Iceland, their money is being devalued very quickly. Their grocery stores have seen double the volume of shoppers as their banks collapse and as they may not, quote, be able to buy more food. That is out of the Associated Press and Bloomberg today. And the globalists, the New World Order crowd, did the same thing in Argentina. But I challenge you to go read the story. I have a link to it up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Icelandic shoppers splurge as currency woes reduce food imports. After a four-year spending spree, Icelanders are flooding the supermarkets one last time, stocking up on food as the collapse of the banking system threatens to cut the island off from imports. And food and things are exploding in price in England and Japan. Islands are particularly hard hit. We have had crazy days for a week now, said Johan Samari Olfensen, manager of the bonus discount grocery store. Sales have doubled, and it goes into the currency plunging, the bank shutting down, and that's going to happen here, but in slower motion. So the banks are shoring themselves up, so they're strong to buy everything up after they implode the markets. That's why you saw the financial terrorism of the world's leaders saying depression, depression, depression in the last 3 weeks. That is to drive markets down so they can destroy confidence and consolidate.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
In Europe right now. He was born in Ireland, and he has spent a lot of films, written quite a few books, very prolific. We've had a lot of listeners request that we have him on. I want to really get him to talk about the nature of his awakening, and then I wanted to just get into what we can prove with Michael Desaryan today about what the elite believe, and from his in-depth research, he's done a lot of great research, who the global elite are, what their driving mindset is. We know they have a kingdom of cults, a hierarchical pyramidal structure of power, but who is at the top of that pyramid, and from his unique perspective, what their agenda is. So we're really honored to have Michael Desaryan on with us for the next hour and 15 minutes. Michael, welcome.
Oh, thanks a lot, Alex. It's nice to be on. Thanks for the invitation.
You bet. It's great.
I'm a big supporter of your work, followed it from the beginning, and just want to offer you my, total congratulations, not only on your work, but the gutsy way that you've been doing it. And I just want to say to all your listeners out there, if we had more people like you and as gutsy as you to back up what you're talking about with action, we wouldn't be in the mess in America that, we are today. So I give you a lot of kudos for what you've been doing through the years, Alex.
Well, Michael, kudos to you. For some of my audience that may not know who you are, tell us a little bit about yourself, your awakening, and then let's, strike a chord in the present with what the global banking structure is doing, your point of view, your perspective on what's happening there, and then let's get into what makes the New World Order tick and what their end game is, Michael.
Right, thanks. I mean, my research has started pretty much in Ireland, and about 13 years of age, I started to realize, two things. One is that we're being told nothing but a tissue of lies from the official orthodox fundamentalistic sort of educational system. It just doesn't fit the facts. Growing up in Belfast at that time was very difficult because there was a lot of violence and trouble. But basically, I started to see through that and check out the orange parades that happened in July, and seeing a lot of the symbolism that was being used there. Well, one thing led to another. Through the study of this symbolism that's being used by the Orange Order, I suddenly started to research the history of the Orange Order, discovered that it's not so much a political, organization as it is a fraternal brotherhood. And then I saw subsequently later, a few years later, start discovering that this is the same story with the IRA, particularly the provisional IRA. And then we have the official IRA. And then I started to notice by tracking through all the different symbolism and then going through the research works and the reference works that basically what we're dealing here is a one-party system. I mean, this is in the early days, so I didn't have the whole globalist picture here. But just from my own researches in the microcosm of Ireland growing up there, I realized that, we're not being told the truth about these organizations and how these are connected to the super Masonic orders, the Freemasonic orders. So basically around 15, 16 years of age, again, pretty much in an Irish context, I broadened my study to look into this whole movement of the secret societies in the world. And this was, a little bit before coming across the works of the great American scholars like the G. Edward Griffins and the Eustace Mullinses and the Jordan Maxwells and so forth and so on. I hadn't had exposure to these thinkers, even the Ralph Eppersons, all the people who basically connect all the dots. I had to wait till I came to America, in sort of 82, and then later on in the 90s to really sort of have these teachers help put things together. But I noticed that, in America, a few people have the whole European understanding of how the British royals, how some of the Fabian networks, how the Common Purpose, how some of the groups like the Club of the Isles, and this connects again with high-level Freemasonry, not only Scottish Rite Freemasonry, but like I say, the Orange Order, the orders that are behind the IRA, like the Irish Republican Brotherhood, the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the Green Ribbon Society, the Clan na Gael, all from an Irish context. My studies then continued to show me that these groups that are funded and armed to the teeth, basically what the public know as terrorist organizations operating in Ireland, are far from merely Irish. These groups are connected to the international, underground of the entire Black Hand, meaning the entire terrorist network that's been running on this planet.
And that's used to destabilize and frighten the public into accepting the state dominating them. And it's even come out in mainstream news now that the IRA and the Orange, the Protestants at the highest levels, were really meeting and working together, and that they were all basically British and international intelligence, just completely staged.
On a very high level. See, again, when you point your finger in this direction, people, they sort of poo-poo that. They can't see that because they've been so brainwashed. They've been so, brainwashed by the media that they don't check these things out. I'm one of only three. There's three of us that have, studied the occult history of Ireland. This is where my research is then, lo and behold.
Well, I just know it's come out all over the mainstream news, and I've had a lot of the former British commandos, SAS, on, who they would finally get to the top of the IRA, and all three of the leaders were all British intelligence, and then they would, infiltrate the Orange and find out, that the three heads of the IRA were meeting with the three heads of the Orange, and it was just a way to terrorize the public, and they used the infighting and the bombings as a pretext to basically murder and kill and oppress whoever they want.
They've done that. And by consistently, this incredible fear and death toll and the murder of innocent people in the country on both sides. I'm talking because I'm not partisan. I'm not siding with either side. I'm just looking at this thing, from the overview. Yeah, that trouble made Ireland a third world country in the West. They degraded the people. They kept them ignorant. They kept them stupid while they used the land. And
yeah, that's
course,
the old divide and conquer. And now groups today want you to bash the Protestants or want you to bash the Jews or want you to bash the Catholics or want you to bash the Hindus. Or they always want you to bash a particular group And they always want to divide our movement into all these subgroups, and then they'll claim that I'm this group or that group just so they can get other groups like hunting dogs to alert on me, and I'm trying to explain to them they're in a controlled sub-paradigm.
How many jugglers can you get in a room? How many pit bulls can you get into the pen, you know? This is, I saw firsthand in the Irish context, also that these groups were connected to these higher Masonic orders, because we're not talking about the street level stuff here that, you know, people are never going to get their mind around at all. But anyone who studied the British system and how these clubs and these organizations, fraternal orders, are networked into these terrorist organizations, how they fund them, how they meet at the top, like you say, behind the so-called large door, that not a single one of these distinctions, not one, a single one of these biases that people are willing to die for in the streets, you see, this is what I saw in Ireland, whether you're Jew or Muslim, you're Christian or not, or whether you are Protestant or Catholic, or whether you are rich or poor, or whether you are conservative or labor, you see, all these divisions that people are just enmeshed in the outer world, I started to learn that this doesn't mean a damn behind the large door. There's a totally different agenda, and that's why my researches into deeper matters, into the whole occult symbolism that these people are using and their occult origins.
And really, it's a gang. And of course, most Masons are well-meaning, good people. They don't understand that the higher levels of their order, have been used as a vehicle for secret intelligence agency operations is, you know, basically what's happening. And the New World Order goes to like a wardrobe with a Catholic outfit, a Jewish outfit, a Muslim outfit, a Protestant outfit, and they just put that cloak on, and that's why it's so hard to get after them. But we know the overriding thing they want, you know, they say they're trying to get rid of government, but really they create the mega state through which they can control the society.
And I'm very concerned about what you just said about the fact that we have to start appealing. I mean, my main message is for the complete disbandment of all secret societies. You know, I don't belong to any secret society, never have done. And the message that is often, you know, recurrent through my own work is for the total illegality, the making of all these kinds of secret societies. I don't care if it's Opus Dei or Scottish Rite Freemasonry. With the masses of the world have need to actually start integrating laws that make these groups absolutely illegal. But more than that, in the meantime, until we do that, my message actually goes out to members, like some of these, the good folks, the good people who are, you know, the rank and file of these orders. That's why my research has taken me into the subject of Masonry and into the occultism, and I've had a lot of backlash from that, from people who don't have a clue in their heads as to why you want to maybe study this kind of subject matter. Well, how the hell are you going to appeal to people who are, you know, well-meaning members of these various secret societies, unless you speak in their own language, in order to try and explain to them some of the symbolism and the rites and the rituals where it comes from? Not that some of the rites and rituals are wrong, it's just that you're doing a normal critique. In order to relate to these people, you've got to know what they're doing. You know, you got to know what.
Well, Michael, I don't want to disagree with you, but anything that has the power to ban something, that is a right of association, it itself could turn into a great tyranny. I mean, I think there should be public exposure. There should be open discussions. If groups are found to be involved in collusion, the classic case of, you know, somebody who's committed a murder, you know, the Mason in distress sign, and they're let off. That happened with a great uncle I had. I mean, he told us about it. It was the cases in the newspaper. But, you know, his argument was he had to go through a Masonic trial afterwards, to find out if that was, you know, true, or they would have, dealt with him, you know, drowning him, if he would have lied. You tell low-level Masons that they just don't, they're just not aware of the higher-level things that go on. But asking you a question, how do you say ban these things? You know, the engine that could ban these societies would rise up into a mighty tyranny itself.
Yeah, there's always that danger, and there's always a danger that, by making them illegal, they go underground. It's not a total win solution, but what needs to happen is that the ordinary people have got to find out about the tiger in the long grass and at least arm themselves up with even a modicum. I mean, that's what our programs are doing. That's what our work is doing. And you do have to address it. I like to address them because it's better to address them. You know, you can address the beginners, you can address the seasoned, and you have to address the insider as well. So my work goes a lot to the insiders. I mean, you said it yourself a few minutes ago. You had insiders from the Orange Lodge, insiders from the IRA, whistleblowers. if you look back through the whole conspiracy movement and the exposure, you'll find that the greatest damage is being done by the generals, by the insiders, by the politicians, you know, even up to the level of presidents who've come out and written memoirs and exposed the tiger in the long grass. So we never, you know, it's not my main focus, but it's something that we surely need to always, you know, take on board.
The okay, insider, Michael, listen, I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars.com listeners. They'll get a little behind the scenes. Since we got you on late, I wanted to do a little bit of a pre-interview to see what you wanted to get into. We'll discuss that now for the Internet audience only.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
The economy is collapsing all around us. Banks are closing. The Federal Reserve continues to pump billions of dollars into the system to try to stop the bleeding. No, who is to blame? The Federal Reserve System. On November 22nd, the end begins. Every Federal Reserve bank, every Federal Reserve office, 38 cities, one purpose, end the Fed. Visit endthefed.us and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at RestoreTheRepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the Federal Reserve System. November 22nd, the end begins.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we're going to go over the basic view from Michael Tsarian of British Secret Society networks using Freemasonry as one vehicle because of its secrecy. They can inhabit any group. And then the secret symbolism, the language that's all around us that they communicate through. And again, the low-level Masons aren't even part of it. And there are other religious groups and secret groups. Masons oversimplifies it. Then we'll get into what the end game is and the technocratic oppression, the electronic control grid. We've got an hour and 35 minutes left with our guest. Okay, Michael, you got the floor. Start rolling.
Well, that was, you know, when I got over to States, then I had to basically brush up. And that's when I bumped into the work of Nord Davis and especially Ralph Epperson, you know, who's just great. His work put a lot of pieces together for me. And then, of course, the great G. Edward Griffin and Eustace Mullins, you know, it became like a study because when I realized that the average American doesn't know anything about this, yeah, I'd bump into the average, you know, I'd bump into occasionally to a Vietnam vet who had been through so much hell through the VA hospitals that these guys knew, you know, something about what was going on, especially about the federal system and the Federal Reserve and so on. And so my education began in the 90s, you know, to sort of brush up on, okay, I've seen it in an Irish context. I've seen that one picture of tyranny, but how does this work in the American context, you know? So as I started to study more and got into the Webster Tarpleys, you see, and even the Dr. John Coleman's, it was a long discovery to find out that this country didn't really win the War of Independence because they let their guard down. They became so apathetic. They became so decadent and narcissistic that, you know, it was easy pickings right from the time of, you know, the first presidents, basically, for this federalistic group to get in, to insinuate itself into the body politic of America through the federal systems, to get rid of the republic, to change the Constitution, to amend it, and so forth and so on, all the stuff that you've covered yourself and so many things. You know, this was my education to find out. But my main point was, though, is more of a historian aspect to say, look, never forget that America is just the last in line to be taken down. The people who are doing this have colonized and colonized the world. They've been doing it for centuries of time. And my research has led it back to Egypt. You know, first of all, I had studied the ancient Irish myths. That helped me, you know, with my first book on Atlantis to get into a lot of areas there to show just how ancient this actual, you know, oligarchy is, that they keep bloodlines. And these bloodlines are still today, and the politicians that pop their heads up every 4 years, there they are again with their bloodline connections back to the ancient royal oligarchs of Europe. But then what happened is I got more and more, you know, into it after the first book was done. Then I started to really look at the Egyptian roots of this, and my research took me to a group that I refer to as the Atenists. It's the same group of, you know, people would refer to, say, by the terms such as Luciferian, or whatever, you know, my term for it is Atenists. This is going back to the 14th dynasty, the 18th dynasty of Europe, 18th dynasty of Egypt, about 1400 years B.C. is where it all began. You know, so I've actually traced it back to the reign of the Pharaoh Akhenaten. And
well, just to be clear, when you read mainline, even British history, you know, they say they're related to the pharaohs. They say they are related to Moses, and you know, and the you know, the queen is coronated on Jacob's stone, and all of this, and so they really believe this. And worldwide, international royalty, even in Japan, says that the greatest queen is the royalty in England, and that they all claim they're part of that and are part of the same secret societies there. So regardless of whether it's true or not, they do claim lineage to the pharaohs.
You're absolutely spot on. And you see, it doesn't have to be necessarily just bloodline. For a certain amount of the top boys, it is a bloodline connection. For everybody else that serves this monster, it's an ideological, you know, connection. Equally as bad, equally as pernicious. These are not people who serve the good of the human race or for the uplift of the human race. These are ancient pharaohs who've kept bloodline dynasties, and people better believe that they have not gone away. The different houses of Europe that I address, you see, and the symbolism that they use. So as I started to track this back, it started to explain these things about, like you say, the symbolism behind the coronation and all the various other symbolism and regalia that we see throughout all of Europe as well as Britain. And it was fascinating to see that, you know, how it all went back to this particular individual and his sort of megalomania, this Akhenaten, and his basically solar cult. These were worshippers of the sun. They were worshippers of what I refer to as the dark side of the sun. And, you know, their generation, they were expurged finally from Egypt. They had basically committed so much desecration on the land of Egypt that finally, you know, in the reign of Akhenaten, the people of Egypt rose up and basically exiled these guys. And then history loses track of them. They just disappear. Whether you're coming at this from a biblical point of view, as you said, through the Moses story, or you're coming at it through alternative historical approaches, basically they're meant to have fallen off the map and history pays them no more mind. My work picks up on the fact that after they were exiled, after this famous exodus, they did not fade away, and that these people are instrumental behind the, you know, powers in Greece.
All right, stay there. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Desarian, stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
The world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now. Or become
property of the New World Order.
Michael Desarian, before we go any further, give out your website for listeners that want to check it out.
Well, it's MichaelTessarian.com and the new DVD on technology, architectsofcontrol.com.
Yeah, I was checking out the trailer for that. That looks really powerful. Tessarian is T-S-A-R-I-O-N. So MichaelTessarian.com. Michael, I don't know if the Queen of England's really related to Moses. I don't know if she's really related to the Egyptian pharaohs, B.C., I don't know if the Sun King of France, you know, was you know, really related to Jesus's family. The point is, they believe they are. They take it deadly serious. And I've been inside Bohemian Grove. People say, "Oh, that's just a play, you know, a mock human sacrifice." Well, regardless of what it is, those old men that I was with in that crowd of about 1,500 watching the ritual, they were in religious rapture. They were grinding their teeth. They were breathing heavy. Whatever the real ritual was over behind some black curtains from the trees across the water before they brought the baby, you know, the small child, the effigy over to burn it before Lilith. But then, of course, these occultists use different names. They called it Moloch. I know that's the bull, but they call their owl Moloch. They address it as a female and then as a male deity. And then they, I mean, you know, it's all on video in my film, The Order of Death. And then we had somebody else sneak in who they then set up and sent to prison, Chris Jones, no relation to me. So, I mean, this is really going on. They really believe this, whether it's true or not. I know you, from your deep research in Europe and around the world, believe that there is some basis in fact in it. So let's continue on, Michael.
Well, that's right. You know, again, as far as I'm concerned, it's, they believe it in their own heads. They're not only bloodline connection, they have the ideological henchmen who have sworn allegiance, you know, for one reason or another. The basic fact is that my researchers did discover this connection to Egypt, not only there, but this the basic origin of the Knights Templar, the Order of Sion, you know, just the very Judaic phrases, which actually are more correctly to say Egyptian atmist phrases.
Well, that's symbolism. Well, let me stop you right there. I mean, that's an absolute fact, and that's not even hidden, that in, you know, basic Masonic literature and basic magic literature, white and black, it's all about the keys of Solomon, Solomon's ring, the seal of Solomon. It's all about controlling these jinn, these entities, these angels. And Solomon was open about it was the secret of Egypt, and the secrets of Greece, and the secrets of Babylon, and the secrets of all of these countries. And people then say, well, the whole New World Order is Judaic. No, it was the Jews that codified it and who were big on writing things down. And so when Alexandria got destroyed in Egypt and when Rome got destroyed in its libraries, it was the Judaics who carried on the mystery schools.
Right. Within that, not ordinary Jews, but this elite group, the
Levites.
Levitical level. We're talking about the Kabbalistic, Levitical, Mosaic, and also the, what's called the Gaonim. This is a word that people have got to become familiar with because it explains the capital G that the Masons use. You know, people want to pick up my Irish Origins of Civilization double volume. They're going to find chapter after chapter there showing this connection between the Judaic elites and the ancient pharaonics, and then how that percolates down into modern times through this occult, you know, bloodline dragon court thread that people really need to be understanding about so they can not only decode the symbolism, but they can find out the roots of this tyranny, because we're here in the effects of the tyranny, but we need to know its origins as well. And the most amazing thing is that these guys mean business. They lost an empire in the past, and you know, they subsequently experienced a old world disorder. And so everything that's being built now, you know, students of the New World Order need to realize it's because they're trying to build a New World Order to replace an old world.
And that's why their symbol is, that's why their symbol is the pyramid and the all-seeing eye, which is the black sunshine.
Exactly. These people do worship the dark side of the sun. They can rightly be referred, Christians refer to them as Luciferians, and it's a perfectly adequate, is
and
exactly
that's what the Nazis' secret highest was, the black sun. So
and
people say, how could the Zionists and the Nazis worship the same thing? Because it doesn't matter. All these people at the top worship the same deal.
How can it be that the same order of the Knights of Malta, the sovereign order of the Knights of Malta, can have members as extreme right as von Papen and as Hermann Göring, and then 5 minutes later be initiating into their order people on the left as Nelson Mandela? I got a question for people as to why that would be. They got to realize that behind the large doors, we said earlier, none of these distinctions on the street level mean a damn. This is an entire, you know, carnival, a dance macabre for people to get caught up in. You know, it just has no reality, and this is what people need to understand. If they study the symbolism long enough, if they track it through, and I've done like 30 years of research on this, so, you know, this is the age in which this information is now finally coming to light. These guys, not only do they fully believe it in their own minds, some of these kings and queens, like Louis XVI of France and various other potentates, have designed entire cities based on Egyptian symbolism to prove that they believe themselves as the newborn sun kings and sun pharaohs.
Yeah, that was the sun king and called himself the sun king. And then we had Francois Mitterrand admitting that he was channeling Lucifer and going on mountaintops to pray. Then they had the Japanese architect build a pyramid with 666 pieces of this gold pink glass, and it has black pyramid inside. I mean, this is all right out in the open.
That's right. I never stop stressing, you see, I mean, even though I've written a lot on Ireland, you know, the second book in the volume is dedicated to Egypt to show exactly that it came from a specific time, from a specific individual, a specific cult, a specific warped version of solar occultism, you see, and how this continues alive. That is why there are so many obelisks in Rome and in Vatican City. That's why Rome has certain, you know, geomantic alignments that it does. Same thing applies to Washington, D.C. Same thing applies to Cologne, to Paris,
They
to
believe
London.
That they call in spiritual forces from another dimension. Now, again, whether you believe this or not, folks, the elite believe it. Explain the sacred architecture.
Well, that's right. And within Masonry, if you look at the highest degrees of Masonry, they have that Judaic aspect that you were talking about, Knights of the Kadosh, Knights of the, you know, the secret, you know, all of these weird terminologies they've got right there. People can see this in the design of the cities. They can, you know, I have a huge collection of Masonic literature, so we're not making anything up. This is from the horse's mouth. You only need to go to the Albert Mackey's and to the actual Masonic encyclopedias. This is not hard to do, even though it takes a lot of time. But if people spend the time, you know, see to peruse our works, and we put this stuff on DVD, we put it in books, so it's there for people who don't have the time to do all this research to find out that America is not free. America has been colonized by the, you know, the royals and the pharaohs of old, and America was ostensibly meant to be the last bastion against these oligarchs, these imperialists. What the people need to understand in America context particularly is that the imperialism is not gone away. The stuff that you're seeing now with the, you know, the Amero coming in and the NAFTA and the CAFTA and the destruction of the American Constitution, this is a form of imperialism that has been insinuating
into America. And take Ireland. Ireland says no to the Lisbon Treaty, EU expansion, and then they say, we don't care, we're going to bring it back up for another vote or implement it by fiat.
It's exactly the same in the way that, you know, it's a mafioso situation. They'll never, this kind of vampire never goes away until it's invited across the
and
porch.
Going back to Egypt, we see it in the Old Testament and in the New. Over and over again, the Pharaoh would send out to the different slave groups he had and would kill a large portion of their children to keep the slaves at a lower population. You see the CPS today going out and kidnapping the children. It's all repeated, and they figured out thousands of years ago, thousands of years B.C., how to control societies.
And I want to highlight something you just said a few minutes ago about the kind of dark forces that they're in league with. Those dark, you know, again, if people don't understand it, that's too bad. But the fact is, these people do not act in just a material sphere of, you know, of influence. They are very much tied into something off-world. They're tied into other dark angelic forces, and they have to offer up sacrifices on this planet to those beings that they're in league with. And that is what in my view is, you know, pretty much a lot of the child abduction, the wars, the world wars that we've experienced, and just the general appetite, or not the appetite, but the general toxic influx of trauma across the TV, you see, and in our world in general. They need anxiety. They want to keep people, you know, crippled and mutilated.
They are changing our neural pathways, showing us millions of simulated murders on TV, traumatizing us, where they now have university studies with the brain waves, where the area of the brain associated with pleasure, even in, quote, mainstream people, is lighting up when they see simulated murders, torture, death. They are turning us psychically into them.
I couldn't agree more, Alex, and you know, it's a situation of the normal lower level sadomasochism that people have multiplied infinitely, this constant appeal to the limbic and mammalian centers of the brain, you know, and it's a diet and a diet until you get so used to it that you don't even know what reason is anymore. You can't critically look at anything. You have an immediate defense mechanism as soon as the, you know, it's like most of these people that today you have the internet riddled with internet assassins and debunkers, so-called, quote-unquote. And these are people that I describe like the deer in the headlights of the oncoming truth movement who can't not stand that oncoming, you know, juggernaut of truth.
And that's the next issue is the enemy knows throughout history the human spirit rebels, goodness, you know, the light, you know, literally blots out their black sunshine, as they call it. And so they're doing everything they can with chemicals and microwaves and frequency pollution and radiation openly, and they write all this in their own documents that we've covered, and we cover in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, to pollute our minds with the images, the toxins, all of it overlaid, you know, the brainwashing through the television, both semantically and with the frequency of it, to try to blind us And I've seen them go from arrogant to now being fearful. What are they so afraid of, Michael?
Well, they're always afraid of the human race because this is the surf, you know, that they've been able to enslave. And, of course, the big fear is that, you know, that particular indentured servant, slave, might, in fact, wake up and throw away, you know, all of the junk that, you know, basically an age of awakening is what they're fearful of. Anyone who has control that's surreptitious, anyone who has a catalog of criminality like they have, these are super criminals, mega criminals, the genocides, the colonializations, the war on consciousness, you know, all the devastation that they've wreaked. Of course, these are criminals who don't want, you know, to be discovered or the light to be shone on them. I've often said in my work that, hey, these guys say that they're worshippers of the sun. They claim to worship light. What would happen to them? Let's see the effects on them when we turn the light of truth and knowledge onto them. See how they like it. You know, and this is
well,
the
Revelation
age that we're in with this kind of exposure.
They traffic in the souls of men. That's really what's valuable to them is blinders, shutting people down, darkness, destruction. Look at the artwork the elite buys, buckets of maggots, images of dead babies. I mean, this is the most popular art across the board worldwide with the elites, you know, 100 million pounds, sometimes $200 million, you know, for one piece of blasphemous art. And they say, we're buying this art to worship it, to adulate it, to, you know, to give it the support it deserves. So what is their master plan? If they were to win, what is the world they're trying to set up? Let's get into the technological.
Well, they're not trying to set it up. They've already been doing it. As I said before, this imperialist movement of this juggernaut, we're only seeing the latter days of something that has been a continuous, ongoing, incremental movement, you know, down through history. Americans tend to, you know, not see that. They don't see, you know, the whole movement of
Well, Michael, I see it. I'm talking about their end game. They're gearing up for something big.
Well, I believe it's basically, this ties into my work on 2012 and what's coming there. It's a sort of a zero hour. This is the death of anything human. It doesn't mean the death of the planet. It doesn't mean, you know, the end of nature. It doesn't even necessarily mean the end of the world. What it means is that the end, and by God, anyone with their eyes open can see it's already taking place. It's a countdown to the extinction of what we would use when we say the word human. What we will have after 2012, 2015, you see, is a post-human world. They're racing headlong. You've dealt with it in Endgame.
And all their futurists, they are saying that they will have it by 2012 to 2020 if it occurs well. You're right. They are incrementally now, but accelerating it, turning all the systems on.
Well, remember, what they're going to turn on happens 2012 and post. Before you can turn something on, you've got to end or bring to an end that which was before. So all the idioms, all the customs, the traditions that all the people of the world, especially of the Western world, because the Western world is now, as you see, being turned into a third world country and the third world is rising to be a first world. What we're heading towards right now is basically a post-human dystopia in which man is either so reduced to a robotic level that he runs even more headlong into the pharmaceutical thing to drug and to escape himself, or it will literally be some sort of Blade Runner dystopia in which you are literally, you know, going to be vaccinated in a way that changes your, you know, being or your, they've messed with our DNA.
And by the way, 20 years ago, they had live viruses and now they're advertising them that go in and create lobotomies in key areas of the brain. The viruses attack specific brain tissues, to literally create mindless gibbering automatons. And all of them say this is the plan. And DARPA says this is the plan. And as horrible as this sounds, they need to do this, and they want to exterminate at least 90% of us and have 10% suboid, subhuman slave creatures that serve them.
Well, I believe if you also bring in the whole you know, the concept of the GMOs, you start to discover that the hoarding of the actual organic seeds that nature has produced, they're siloing this, they're archiving it.
Doomsday
perhaps
vaults.
What's that?
They've created doomsday vaults, the Rockefellers and the UN have.
Right.
Because
now,
they're
going to
infect everything, yeah.
Right, exactly. My vision is that they may, in fact, unleash some sort of worldwide plague on the plant life, on the flora.
Mm-hmm.
And then this creates us to either be interned underground or in some sort of, you know, silo or dome situation in which only the privileged are given the right kind of food, et cetera, and that person has to be totally conformist. They either wipe out everybody else.
No, let me stop you, Michael. This is the stated reverse engineered plan. They state you know, they have black op wars, they have drug wars to build up the police, and they stage terror to expand the criminal control grid. Then they have smaller controlled bioweapon releases to get us into compact cities. Then they start the real mass exterminations. That is the stated plan.
I agree with you there. I absolutely have come to the same conclusions in my own work, that something along these lines, so people are hearing us now thinking we're talking sci-fi. This is already happening. The Monsanto and the GMO is all behind us. There's something going on. And it ties back to what we said about the inability to be able to control masses of people through the gun-to-the-head system. That has been tried. It doesn't work. The next kind of colonialism that we're going to experience, the next kind of imperialism, is going to be a genetic one. You know, we deal with this in the Architects of Control DVD. That DVD covers a lot of ground, actually. And it also goes into the psychological question of why people lend themselves to this kind of submission. I don't know if we have time to talk about it on your show here right now.
No, we will. We have plenty of time. We're going to have you back soon. We have a whole other hour and 10 minutes coming up. But the point you're making, Monsanto said in 99, in a public speech, it was in major papers, that they plan to infect everything so that then no one has a choice. They admit that this is meant to take over the entire biosphere, and with the Terminator genes and others, end the regular life cycle. The carbon tax is meant to be a tax on humans to literally say that humans are bad, with this new guild of millions per country of environmental enforcers, one-child policy, all of this. I mean, I don't think the public understands. Hitler, Stalin, Mao, that was only warm-up for what they're getting ready to do.
Well, that's my main point. It's warm up. What we're seeing now is just the preliminary tip of the iceberg, you know. Now, this the Architects of Control DVD is actually dedicated to Jim Keith and to also Ezra Pound. These are two people that have a big impact on me, because Jim Keith was always looking, and I know you do as well, at this whole technological leviathan, which is one of the greatest clubs in the hands of the elite.
Stay there. Michael Tesserian. We're going to talk behind scenes as well now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $59.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com, or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Cameras are everywhere, above stoplights, on toll booths, and scanning the freeways just waiting to snap a photo of your license plate, only to slam you with ridiculous fines. In California, red light tickets are as high as $400. Spray Your Plate is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against all types of cameras. Spray Your Plate photo blocker spray reflects and protects against flash photo images, making your plate unreadable. One can of photo blocker will pay for itself many times over, last forever, and is completely undetectable. You cannot afford to not be protected with Spray Your Plate photo blocker. call 1-800-276-9601 or go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. All orders are kept strictly confidential. You are no longer defenseless against Big Brother, who is watching us all. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601 today. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate.
Michael Desarian is our guest. MichaelDesarian.com's website. Link up on Infowars.com right now. It's hard to believe, but in my film Endgame, we only show you the tip of the iceberg about who these global controllers are. I mean, how do you get scientists in the U.S. and Russia and everywhere to go nerve gas little children or test radiation on children and kill them or test it on troops? That isn't about testing the nerve gas. They know it'll kill a person or the radiation. It's about creating cadres of scientists who will buy into this and who enjoy exercising the psychopathic power to create larger cadres of subunits to serve the New World Order going into the mass extermination. And I want you to know, they're going to claim Al-Qaeda did it or claim it came out of a lab, but when you and your family are dying, especially you police out there, you can at least, you know, realize that for those that survive that the New World Order is real and that this really happened and that we really warned you. We were talking during the break about them not capping the pyramid in 2000 as they were openly worshiping what they called anti-beast or Animun, and you were just talking about that. It was on worldwide TV, fake fire shooting out of the ground, fireworks, huge horned demons marching on movie screens at the Giza Plateau, worldwide occultism. PBS carried it, open Lucifer worship on TV, and it was like I would mention it to people, and no one even seemed to care. Michael Desarian.
Well, that's exactly right, and people have to realize that these guys, on the highest level, you see, they operate based on an old stellar form of timing, based on ancient zodiacs, the whole concept of that when you do something, the timing has to be right. This I discovered in the context of Ireland when I was studying things like the, you know, the various battles. I mean, the very fact that the Orange Parade happens, you know, very close to midsummer, the midsummer solstice, just like your Bohemian Grove investigation pointed out, that the dates are very important, the midsummer, the summer solstice. We have the same issue happening in Northern Ireland where the 12th of July parades are scheduled for the movement of the sun, you know, to the center point there. The Black Preceptory, which is a very secret order behind the Orange Lodge, they have their ceremonies on July 13th. This ritualistic element is very, very important. People will notice that the declarations of war, whether it's March 17th, the Feast of Purim, you see, or any other date that comes about, is not random. It is not done by accident. And so the openings of this, the closings of that, the signing of the euro dollar, you know, all the things that the MEPs do or the people who control them do is done based on ancient solar and stellar and lunar zodiacs. People have to understand this. It's based on ancient Masonic timings. You know, we got to understand.
And by the way, that comes out in mainstream media that, Tony Blair every morning is possessed by the spirit of the light. He falls on the ground and convulses. He goes to the four corners of the earth to do weird rituals. Oh, and Ronald Reagan, everything he does is according to the astrology. And, you know, this all comes out.
Exactly. And that's the reason why my life took me into those areas to study these secret societies quite intimately, to definitely get into these occult areas, to find out what it is that they're up to, what are they doing, and then basically to pull back from the canvas and discover, my God, this is a worldwide ritual that involves many, many tentacles. But getting back to the point about this whole technotronic age, you know, as I said, my work is dedicated to Jim Keith, and I want people to remember his name because he's one of the greatest American researchers you could imagine.
Do you believe he was murdered?
Absolutely, no doubt in my mind. And the people closest to him also speculate upon that. I know.
Well,
Jerry
then his
Smith,
publisher died mysteriously right after he did.
Yes, exactly. And another friend of his, a co-researcher, was also mysteriously killed. So there's no doubt in my mind that they either, you know, they took this guy out because he was so special. He had the ability and the charm to reach many, many people.
Well, he also got wide spectrum analysis.
Yeah.
I mean, he really got the big picture.
Well, remember, these guys were tied up. Jim had investigated Scientology and did a runner from it because he knew, my God, what the hell is going on here? And then tried to whistleblow that. And from there, you know, went on to, like I did in my own way, to, you know, branch out and to find out about the world, the great global conspiracy. And his work is fundamental. His book, Mass Control, you know, is an essential part of the DVD we're doing right now, about to release next month or very shortly. And this goes into his work, as dedicated as work. And people have got to understand.
Stay there. We're going to break for 1 minute. Come back with the next hour of Michael Desari and getting into this.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.